week's episode of Medicine Bundle. I appreciate you listening in, and I want to wish you all a good weekend and stay cool if you're in the Twin Cities, Minnesota area. It looks like we're going to have some extreme heat, so please stay hydrated and stay indoors and take care of one another. I'll see you next week. Gigawabaman.
Are you listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, or online at KFAI.org? Or so am I.
Yeah, me too.
Shouldn't everybody?
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, Best Of.
The Hallucination.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. A kudigi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we got a happening show today. I want to get right away because you're very busy. Come on in and tell us who you are and what the heck we're doing here at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Dexter Carlson. I'm a program specialist here at Minneapolis Institute of Art and on the team that runs the Meet at Mia summer series.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because I've run into a couple musicians while we were walking here that I happen to know, and it's such a small world. Let's talk about what's going on tonight and how much time people have still to come out.
Yeah, well, Meet at Mia, we do that most every week throughout the year, but in the summer we move all of our festivities outside as long as the weather cooperates. And tonight we actually have an amazing band headlined by Courtney Yasmina here to do a live performance out in our courtyard from 6 to 7:30, and we'll be here and open until 9 p.m. tonight, so lots of time to come down.
It's excellent, too. And we walked by one of our relatives with Trickster Tacos. Talk a little bit about that. I know they are so well known across Turtle Island, and it's really glad to see them here at Minneapolis Institute of Art.
Well, I personally love Trickster Tacos every time they're here, and we love hosting them at MIA for all of our events that we have. But it's nice to provide a little bit of a different culinary experience and highlight some local businesses, especially Native businesses around the Twin Cities. So we love having, especially fried bread tacos here.
Yeah, well, definitely. And then the support that Mia, it's hard for me, I always say Mia, I always like to say Minneapolis Institute of Art, has given Native Americans, because I know this the last few years, DJs, we've had film fests, and we've had artists teaching other people Native arts. Talk a little bit about that and the collaboration that Mia does.
Oh, well, yes, Mia is an encyclopedic museum, so, you know, we have, what is it, 10,000, I'm probably going to get that wrong, maybe it's 100,000 objects, 5,000 years of history, and of course part of that is uplifting and celebrating our Native collection and obviously connecting back to our community here in the Twin Cities. And it's been so much fun to work with you on things like film festivals and programs like this. So yeah, it's really, really special to be able to collaborate on programs that really tie communities together and celebrate. And so Meet at Mia is one of the ways that we've been able to do that. Yeah.
It was cool. You had an artist who just won the Bush Foundation, Willard, and You know, he just did the cover for the Circle magazine, and he is just an up-and-coming established artist. Do you get a lot of establishing artists, or do you get established artists, or a little bit of both?
Oh, both. Willard was so amazing to work with. He created those coloring sheets for our visitors to kind of explore their creativity with, that was based off of some of his original tattoo designs. And we hosted that in our studios here. But you know, it's so much fun to connect with artists who are at various points in their careers and be able to, you know, invite our community to come in and enjoy their company, learn more about them as artists, and yeah, get to know them a little bit more.
Well, this is exciting, and we're inside. What is this place we're inside? We got a big, looks like a Snoopy sculpture there.
Yeah, so that is Your Dog. That's the name of the artwork, is Your Dog, by a Japanese artist. And actually, if you look at the colors of the sculpture, the nose is resembling a Japanese flag, but it's kind of like a staple iconic work here at MIA. So we're in the Target Wing, which is just outside of our Target Park, where the rest of the activities are happening today. So if you're coming to meet at MIA, take a little cool break here and tune in, and you can come join us live here. But yeah, we're in the Target Wing. So this is our Target Atrium. So we have, yeah.
I wonder if we can swing the camera around and show that. I don't know if it does a 360. It's one of those fancy cameras. Misko's got the remote there.
Now you can see the setup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there we sent us to, I don't feel dark, but I look dark. You know, how long has things like this happened? And I don't think people know there's costs, it's free. Talk a little bit about that. There it is. Oh, there's the dog.
Yeah. Well, MIA is a completely free museum, which is really unique and an awesome resource for our community, but you will never pay to come into MIA. Sometimes we have special exhibitions that have a cost, but yeah, Meet at MIA has been going on. I think this is our third summer series. So we're excited to have it back again, and as an opportunity for our community to come out and just enjoy being outside and maybe visit MIA, explore the galleries a little bit. But yeah, we're open pretty much every day of the year, with maybe like four exceptions. And Meet at MIA happens pretty much every week during the regular year, 3 weeks out of the four during October to May. And then in the summer, we're outside every week.
So is this your baby? What we're doing today? And again, come on down to Minneapolis Institute of Art. This is some free music and artists and people. And speaking of artists, our next guest has showed up, which is awesome. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So MIA used to have a program called Third Thursdays, which is probably, you know, self-explanatory, but we would do some museum-wide activities and activations on the third Thursday of the month. And then actually Meet at MIA is sort of the baby of our manager of programming, Anna Dilliard, who is just outside. Yeah. And so over my time here, I've come to take on some of the programming. So now we collaborate on Meet at MIA together.
Well, one of the, I have to change the subject for a second, but one of the best times I had is when Minneapolis Institute of Art did Smoke Signals Revival during Native American Heritage Month at the end there. That was really fun, and you guys brought in one of the actors that people just loved to see and did selfies. That was a lot of fun, and I owe you a DVD. I forgot it again.
I think we'll reconnect. There will be more time to get that. Yeah, it was amazing to have Dr. Adams here. And yeah, what a cool experience for that film to be shown in our auditorium. And that's another free program that we have here too, MIA Matinee, which is usually the last Saturday of the month. But that was a really awesome experience. You pulled that together. So.
Well, and thank you. And also, so people need to register though too, if they want to come in and see on the website.
All of our programs are up on our website. So if you're on artsmia.org, head over to the programs tab, and then we have things categorized there, but everything is free, which is great.
Yeah, that is great. And again, what a beautiful building. We'll have live music here soon. And, I just love that courtyard.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is. I want to play bocce ball or something.
Well, we have games out there, so.
Well, we'll be playing games right after this, right after Misko and I tear down all this equipment.
We'll be here till 8:30 with games, 9 o'clock till the museum closes.
So give the address so people know, Minneapolis Institute of Art.
Oh, yeah, we're 2400 3rd Avenue South, Minneapolis 55404.
And we got a minute left. Our crack producer just let us know. I'm excited to have our next guest on, and you should have this young lady come perform. She's all over the Twin Cities, and what a great artist. And maybe you can stick around and hear our interview. That's going to be a lot of fun. It looks like she brought us some food to eat, too. I'm excited. Cool. So we got, it looked like we have less than a minute left. I don't hear anything, but 30 seconds. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. We'll be right back after this short break. Thanks a lot for coming
on. Oh, thank you. Oh,
elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Bobby Wilson. Wicca.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Native Roots Radio, and, you know, we have our friend downtown Jada Brown. Jada Brown, a great musician, artist here in the Twin Cities. We just got to see, Misko and I just got to see Jada just earlier today, and she was just gracious enough to come and talk about what she's doing in the Twin Cities, about her music and how people can really listen and support. And Jada, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, Miigwech, thank you for having me. We just all ran into each other at the Four Sisters Farmers Market, where we did some karaoke on the avenue today, which was really nice. And then my band came and sang, did some songs.
I love your band too, and I just recently you had a trumpet player join your band, and me being an old trumpet player, and it was funny. She said you should have brought your trumpet because she knew me from my days of playing trumpet. It's just a small world and a small musical world.
No way! I didn't know you played trumpet.
Yeah,
in like high school or growing up.
Oh, I think I just stopped playing about 5 years ago.
Well, that's not too long ago.
No,
I'm sure you'd pick it right back up.
Well, you know what, it's just a thing, you know, when especially when you're a trumpet player, you're kind of an egotistic person. I don't know if you've run into too many trumpet
this
players.
Is good to know about my band members. Yeah. Just kidding. Janine is so sweet.
She is not.
Yeah, we're really glad to have her, because I've been making my own music and performing for, I want to say, like 10 years, and I've went through many different transitions and styles and groups, and I'm really like feel good at, I mean, I really am excited about this new sound I'm doing, and I've always wanted to have a band like this and hone in on that soul sound. So I'm really bringing that soul music to the Midwest. Not that it's not here, but you know, I think it's really big on the West Coast. And yeah, I'm bringing soul music to Minnesota and kind of encouraging and showing people what that sounds like.
You know, I kind of got the Amy Winehouse kind of vibe, and I really love that because I'm old school with the trumpets and the guitar and the drum, mm-hmm. and kind of the naked sound of jazz.
Yeah, it's jazz. A mix of so much of that 60s and 70s, like really groovy stuff. And we might even get a trombone player.
Oh.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Let's talk a little bit, because I want to bring this up a couple times so people that are driving can write this down. But let's talk about, you know, where you're playing next and what your next stuff is.
Yeah, well, I wanted to touch on a show we had just done, which was, like, really good for our spirits, was we were in Red Lake at the Ombi beach party. And Red Lake has been doing that this is our fourth year. And it was really fun because they the whole community is out on the lake. Like, I'm talking like the whole res.
I saw the pictures.
Plus a few buses from the Twin Cities, which is really cool that they bring their members up. And so Anton X was there and one of their singers, Frog. And at the end, we all got up and sang Come and Get Your Love Together.
Oh, wow.
So I had them on stage. But it's really awesome because I see a lot of those young kids in the front row. Like, that's who I was singing to. Really, because the lights, I couldn't see anyone else besides the front row, mm-hmm. and just singing into their meeting eyes and seeing them dancing and jumping around and hopefully my music is reaching them. And I talk a lot about taking up space because we're told as women, especially Native women and as Native people in general, not to take up space. You know, that's what we're grown up with. That's always the message. And so for me, when I started singing and got on that stage, that was my taking my space back and taking my voice back.
That's cool. I know you do original music too, and I've caught a lot of your original music. And when you write, it's from the heart. It's from experience and how you felt. Talk a little bit about your writing.
Yeah, I mean, my writing process is I write songs about a whole different amount of subjects, and it usually just comes to me. This song we were singing today, it's not released yet, but we just work it with the crowd, that way we can get the song down really good and then we'll record it. But it's called If I Stay, and I think I wrote that one because I decided to take a leap towards one of my dreams and my goals, and maybe that's going on tour. And I don't know, someone I was seeing, they were kind of upset that I left. And it's would this even have worked if I stayed?
Right.
You know, so there's some love themes tied in there. I also, last time I was on the show, on your show, was when I released my EP.
Yes.
The end of 2024. And that one that whole EP was in memory of my partner who had passed from a fentanyl overdose. Mm-hmm. And so that whole series, all those songs were love letters to different people in my life who supported me through that time. And a show next August, this upcoming August, August 31st, they're going to have a memorial at Power Grounds.
Wow.
With Indigenous Protectors Movement.
Indigenous. I think it's your...
We love music. See, the music just speaks.
That was Misko is an important phone call, I think.
I think someone was speaking to us. Yeah. Really, the song just started playing. But we're going to be at Power Grounds August 31st, and they're going to have a ceremony and elders talk and a prayer. So
I'm going to correct you. You were on my show, and I played your bumper at the anniversary of Minneapolis Indian Center.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really fun, too, because you did a bumper for us, Native Roots Radio. And,
oh, yeah.
That's going to happen again. And that was kind of the who's who of Indian country here in the Twin Cities. And it was fun. We'll be there again, Native Roots Radio, and hopefully you can stop by again.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the rest of my shows in September, I'm going to be playing at the Mille Lacs Music and Arts Festival September 6th And then September 19th, I'm at the Uptown Vibes, which is like a hip hop festival. And then September 27th, I'm playing at the Eastside Farmers Market.
And also to let everyone know what your handle is, your Instagram handle, and how they can, because that's where I get information. I see you post stuff all the time, and I'm really proud of knowing you for a long, I've known you for a long time. And it's to see you not only chase your dream, but I think tenacity, I think about tenacity, because that's how you become successful. And you've been doing this for a while, and you're not giving up, and you're making people happy here in the community.
Yeah, I think that's what about. Thank you so much. It's just something that doesn't leave you, something you're really passionate about. Like dancers, like, I call her my campus mom, Cindy Mountain, but she like danced Fancy Shawl, and I see her dance like throughout her whole, since I've known her, throughout her whole life, you know? And so like, I think just when you love something, you just want to keep doing it.
Yeah, you know, definitely, no matter what. And I think that's the difference between people that are successful and non-successful, because people tend to give up, and you're doing your music for the right reason and the right reasons, and the community's responded.
Yeah. Yes. It's to bring joy, bring joy and connection. And I get to teach, because I'm teaching at Rock the Res camp this week.
Oh, talk a little bit about that. And we only got a minute left in the segment, but we had Angie Big on about a week or so ago talking about this coming up, and really would like to hear more information about this, because it's empowering young women, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, it's a camp for Native girls and Two-Spirit youth. So they learn an instrument throughout the week, and then the end of the week, which is tomorrow, they're going to have a showcase, and where they join their own bands, and they made their own songs. So it's really fun to watch them just like through that whole process and be there as their teacher.
Yeah, that is exciting. It's nothing more, being a former teacher, nothing more to see that. Years ago, in high school, I had a marching band drum line, and being a trumpet player, I knew how to run rehearsal, but I didn't know, like, well, your left hand's a little slow here. So I had to bring people in, experts like yourself, to come in and show the kids really the correct way to sing and play, and like you are. And, you know, brass instruments and singing, it's all about the diaphragm.
Yes, definitely. It comes from the chest. Everything real does.
Yeah, I think, are we on break here soon? Oh, we got a minute. Oh,
another minute to spare.
Maybe you can sing a little bit for us into commercial.
Yeah. The song just like came to me. They were playing some old songs out there. It's by the Drifters, but it's like summertime.
And well, that is old.
This called This Magic Moment. Wait. This magic moment, your lips so close to mine, will last forever till the end of time. Whoa.
Wow, that's great. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to take a quick break. And we're at a Minneapolis Institute of Art, and we're with Jada Brown and Misko, and we will be back after this short break. Please stay with us. Ho-wa.
Looking for a fun summer activity? The Sane Foundation is offering free soccer, basketball, and pickleball camps for youth ages 6 through 12 across the Twin Cities. kids build skills, confidence, and teamwork in a safe, supportive environment. More information at sannehcamps.com.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert
Your
Pilot.
Lips so close to mine will last forever, forever till the end of time. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're back with Jada Brown. And yes, we had a live audience, gave you a clap there. There was like five people clapping. Thank you. Thank you, Big Peeny Gigi. That was beautiful. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, yeah. well, that's a song by the Drifters, and yeah. It's like this group, the 60s group.
She looked at me when she said 60s group. Which is true. I was a child of the 60s.
You were? I feel like maybe 70s. I was going to guess the 70s. You were a child.
I was a teenager.
Oh, I love so lucky. Well, I'm so lucky to be in this era. Like, you know, we've had so many wins in Indian country since then.
Yeah.
But like in regards to the music, I love the music of the 70s.
Yeah. I'm 60s, 70s. And a lot of, I can always listen to the old horn bands, whether it's Chicago, Chase, and all the bands, because we were talking earlier, I played trumpet for many, many, many years, and really love the sound. And you have a trumpet player in your group, which just was like totally amazing for me. I loved it.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll inspire youth. And it's like over the years, music education has been defunded so much. Just like so many things have been defunded across public schools and our public education system. But I think that was a high time of like in the first half of the 20th century, it's like instruments were always in like the music programs at school. And now it's just like been slowly decreasing. So maybe having that representation in my band will like make kids curious.
Well, speaking of which, there's something going on that you're involved with as a educator. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh yeah. Rock the Res. Yeah. Rock the Res is... It originated in Pine Ridge by the director, and their name is Slater. So they started in Pine Ridge, and now they've expanded to a few communities here, the Twin Cities, and that's at the east on the east side at iRoots, and they go up to Bemidji as well. They might even be in Duluth, I'm not sure. But then they also did more camps too, like Rosebud and a few other camps in the Dakotas. But that's to give opportunities to Native girls and Two-Spirit youth, like ages like 8 to 15.
Wow.
And they'll pick up instruments. They have music instrument coaches. And Angie's actually been there. Angie Vig. And Christine from Shadows and Stereo.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Christine is an awesome guitar teacher. And so I'm really lucky to have all them. And just like, they get so excited. Like, it'll be early in the morning. And like, you're walking in with like, I'm a little groggy still, but they ran right up to me and was like, I was writing lyrics last night. Look at my lyrics.
Wow.
You know, so they wake up excited to go to camp.
You know, and it's funny talking a little bit about that. Today you were at the Four Sisters Market with your band. And then you also had something kind of really unique. There was a little karaoke session, and like two or three young people came up and did their deal. And it was beautiful.
They did. And two of those three youth did traditional songs.
Yes.
One sang a happy birthday song to Sherry. And then another little girl did a sidestep song. So that was really cool. I love how they got up there and just started singing. And then K-pop Demon Hunters was another one, which is really popular.
Yeah. I had to have somebody explain that song to me.
Yeah, I'm also going to be doing karaoke this Saturday at the Midtown Farmers Market.
That's so cool.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, maybe it can be your side hustle because they all, you know, that's cool that you would be doing karaoke and then maybe open up with a couple songs.
Yeah, yeah. Someone suggested it to me. Someone in the community like saw me and they're like, you know what you should do? You should do karaoke at Power Ground so our relatives from the street can like feel included and feel like, you know, they can sing a song if they want to. We didn't have any relatives that I knew of like come up and sing today, but it was kind of hot out. People were kind of camped out in the shade.
I know. My hair flattened out a little bit during with the humidity. Okay, I guess I'm the only one to get a laugh at that. Okay,
it's pretty fluffy.
It's not the 70s fluff, though, that we love.
How did you get that? How did you get that 70s fluff?
Hairspray. I guess mousse back in the day, too. They had a lot of mousse to put it up there. But yeah, hairspray. Aquanet.
So many. I think that was in the movie Hairspray. They just had a whole scene.
I think they stopped making that because it drilled a hole in the ozone.
No. All that hairspray you were using, Robert.
Yeah, exactly.
It's you.
So let's talk a little bit about short-term, long-term goals. What can we look for?
I just got this group together.
Yeah.
That's like solid and I would like to go on tour. I'd like to travel a little bit. And so whether that's like living somewhere for a few months,
yeah,
I might, I'm still always going to be in the Twin Cities, but you might see me traveling cause I want to get my music out there and maybe go a little bigger. Yeah. It's been in my mind the past year. So.
Yeah. Well, you're on your way. Definitely. And, it was interesting too. Your drummer sang a song and I went, dang, that guy can sing too.
He's so talented. There's so many musicians that are like multi-talented. So I'd like to just keep on kind of like as I honed in on the soul sound, I want to keep going with that and writing original music because I used to do more like R&B, but now I have the band. I think that's pretty powerful. So.
Yeah, very powerful. Talk again, let our listeners know that are probably just jumping in their car, listening to us, how they can find more information about you and sign you up for a gig or two.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Downtown Jada Brown. And also Facebook at Downtown Jada Brown. I'm open for booking. Want me to come to your community? I've done shows with Natani Means and Anton X and Stella Standing Bear and Tia Wood.
Yeah.
I've all done shows with them in various places. So the band's ready to come to you.
That's awesome.
In your community.
So we got a couple minutes here in this segment and I want to like just hand the mic over to you and what would you like to talk about? I know that we see each other on the avenue. We've gone through a lot of plight here in the Twin Cities with ICE, George Floyd. And, you know, one of the things that I always talk about here in Native Roots Radio is it recently with the surge, I was just happy to see our white allies join in the fight. That, and I welcome them because we've been fighting for over 500 years.
Yeah, I mean, we had, Metro Surge, and it's like, but it's still, however many agents left or whatever, like, there's still abductions taking place every day. And you see it when you open up your social media. It's like another dad or another daughter. I just seen, like, a 16-year-old was abducted. Like, that's not new. Seeing those children, like, ripped away from their families just, like, brings back memories of, like, boarding schools. And it's really not far. It's really not far. And so I think it's the same oppressor. It's the same system. They may be from different nations and different colonial countries, but I see our southern relatives as part of Turtle Island. And so I just think it's a bunch of BS.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even up north, I've seen some people being arrested up in Bemidji just recently. So, like you said, it's not that. It's not removed, far removed. It's still happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, with ICE and then we like with the Boundary Waters and in the mining and the fires, a lot of like, just I hear like, oh, like those prophecies our ancestors saw are like here. So it's just continuing that fight. And being like tuned in to the things, because there's lots of like entertainment that can like distract us. And I'm not saying distractions are like bad. We have to feel joy. I just think like being tuned into like the right things.
Yeah. Wow. Powerful. Powerful. Hey, where are you originally from?
I grew up in the Twin Cities in St. Michael. Oh, and then on my mom's side, my grandpa's from Turtle Mountain, Band of Ojibwe. And we ended up in Minnesota during like the relocation era. So I actually just brought my grandpa moved when he was 9. So he was like in Dunseith. And then him and his whole family, a bunch of siblings, came to the Twin Cities. Didn't stay in Minneapolis for whatever reason, but they went out like a little west. And that's where my mom and me grew up. So I just actually just brought my, last year, I hadn't been to Turtle Mountain my whole life. I just went 2 years ago for the first time. And last year, I brought my grandpa, and he hadn't been there in 70 years.
Wow.
Because he's going to be 70, he's 78 right now.
Wow.
And so if he left when he was 9, it had been that long. And so that was really like powerful to me to drive there with him. And then he brought like a few of his siblings and then my cousins. And we got to like stay at the casino. They stayed at the casino and went to the powwow.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find our like family's sites where they were buried.
Mm-hmm.
And like they hadn't been there for a long time. So we had to remember which like graveyard it was, where the site was, the burial sites. And like we had went to another one and it was like this is too nice. All these are like, it's manicured. The lawn is manicured. This is not a Indian like,
right.
burial site. And so we finally found
packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, we finally found our relatives. And I don't know, Turtle Mountain. I've only been there a few times. My family grew up like Catholic, mm-hmm. and so they didn't have those teachings. They, you know, didn't grow up with the traditional teachings.
Yeah.
And so I got to. Since like living in Minneapolis, I've been a lot more connected to Native community and just learning stuff over the years. So I get to teach my family like how to pray using tobacco and like lay down tobacco. So that's special.
That's awesome. Hey, we are here with Jada Brown, and we got one more segment with you. And really excited to have you on, and really proud of you, and glad you're here at Minneapolis Institute of Art. Still plenty of time to come on out here. Again, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us all together. Ho-wah.
Ho-wah.
Oh.
Hi, it's Dr. Evan Adams, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Hey, Victor, you better be listening.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our wolf and bear populations throughout Turtle Island. Say no to the hunts.
Oh! Oh.
Where my voice at? Where my voice at? Where my voice? I got my voice back.
Hey, this is Native Arts Radio, and we're back with Jada Brown. Jada, before I let you go, again, remind everybody where you're playing here, and quick shout out to the music with the Rez there. That's just awesome that you're reaching out with our young ones, and talk about what you're doing here in the next month so people can tune in, and also your Instagram.
Yeah, you can find follow me and my shows at Downtown Jada Brown on cross socials. And we just had a busy July playing, and now August 17th, I'm at Memory Lanes doing a soul night. So if you want to hear some soul music, come there. I'm with Solana and Sunsets and DJ Miguel Vargas. And then August 31st at the Power Grounds for Overdose Awareness. September 6th at Mille Lacs Music and Arts Festival. And then you can come on my page for more. I see Shantana.
Yeah.
And I know she follows me, so shout out. Hello, how you doing? I hope you're doing well.
That's awesome. Yes. And she always likes No to the Hunts too. So it's been great. I know you got to get going here, and I really appreciate you stopping in. Give me last thoughts here. I know our community's in healing mode, and we're used to this the last 500 years. But bringing joy and a sense of humor that our community also can bring. We're lucky to be here in the Twin Cities with all these other different nations across the world, and the largest Native American population in the United States.
Yeah, I've been... in addition to that, like, I've been ruminating on just the influx of AI that's going on right now and the data centers and the fights against those. And although I was thinking, like, even though I'm fearful of AI and the data centers and, like, what they could do, I have so much hope for... I don't fear about our Native youth's future. I don't fear about our Native... community's future, because the language is coming back, and our culture traditions, we're so, you know, learning them more and more, like reconnecting after, you know, just boarding schools and all the removal acts. It's like, you know, we're coming back stronger, and every generation, and I'm not nervous for our Native youth at all, because they're such great leaders. And so I think we're in good hands.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, we've had a couple generations of lost language and who we are, but the Gen Zs and the younger people we've talked about that many times here on Native Arts Radio, are really stepping up, and I'm glad everyone sees that, and we're proud learning their language and doing things that we weren't able to do, you know, because I come from, as a junior in high school, we couldn't even practice our own religion. And that's not that long ago, even though I'm pretty old. So,
yeah. So Native youth, keep at it. And excited.
Well, I appreciate you again coming on. And I'm going to have Misko slide over here. And I know you got a ride coming to pick you up. And Dexter has a few questions for you. So we're going to get Misko on here. And again, thank you so much for being here. And thank you really for coming in last minute and really having a great show.
Yeah, it's nice to be spontaneous. And shout out Misko. It's amazing, young and clay. And I'm just watching you over the years doing different things and all your talents. So,
yeah, thanks again. That was Jada Brown. Again, on Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and also Facebook, Downtown Jada Brown.
Yep, TikTok, everything.
Ooh, TikTok. Yeah. We can hear music.
Yeah, Giga Wabberman. I'll be releasing new music this fall. So, listen, take a listen.
You'll be on again soon. This was great. And again, We're just really lucky here on Native Roots Radio and across Turtle Island to have young warriors like Jada Brown speaking truth and coming here and living her life in a good way. And a lot of young ones, she's young, but a lot of younger ones look up to her. And I saw that today in black and white at the Four Sisters Market with her singing and with her group, and also the young ones that really look up to her. So that was great to see. Hey, I'm bringing Misko on. How's it going, Misko? Talk to me.
Hello, everybody. My name is Misko. I'm producer for Native Roots Radio. I also do the social medias for The Circle. And so we want to highlight as many artists, as many Native voices here on both platforms as much as we can. And I'm so glad to be here and had a really good time at the Four Sisters Farmers Market today, hearing Jada sing, beautiful voice, seeing all the young ones, you know, singing their language and singing K-pop Demon Hunters.
That was awesome. You had to explain that one to me and I'm still kind of confused, so I'll have to use the Googles later.
Yeah, it's a great show or movie. But I don't know. I just think seeing so many Native voices being amplified, you know, the youth not being scared to use their voice by having, you know, older people, my generation, your generation, using their voice and not scared to talk and not scared to be loud and be proud.
I think kind of like what Jada and I were talking about, I really dig the generation now. And I feel like in my short history, Standing Rock really changed things. And that was 2016. And the Seventh Fires and all those things happened. And I you know, like I remember you in school, you had the language classes, Barry Hand, all these people that were helping the young ones learn, and people were enthusiastic, and I felt like it was a new wave of Native Americans coming with the young ones and the youth, your generation.
Yeah, I mean, it's been waves and waves of generations. You know, at one point I had an elder tell me that he used to get his hair permed so that he can have an afro, so that he can, you know, not look Native until, you know, maybe the 70s when AIM came around, and then it was cool to be Native, and then you can identify our Native relatives by them growing the hair out, wearing the bandana, you know, being proud of who they are. And that just sends waves into generations, into nowadays. You see Native people, I get to wear my ribbon skirts out, and I get to learn how to create these things, and then at the same time I'm asked to come and teach how to sew, how to bead, and to share my language and culture. And I wouldn't be able to do that without the generations before me, and then now it's my job to pass it on to the generations to come.
Yeah, you've been doing that, and a big kudos. And a lot of your friends too over the years have been doing that, whether, you know, it's one bead at a time, it's one prayer at a time, and nothing but excitement for the next generations to come. And you know, and a lot of it too, you're not going to take the crap that we had to, and that's good too, because you guys speak in strong voice.
Yep. And you know, I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm just going to shout out where we are today. So we're at the MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Art Summer Series. It's their third year at doing this summer series. Today, we have Native Roots Radio. After us, they have live music. They have Courtney Yasmina at 6 p.m. You can also tour. There's Trickster Tacos outside, which is local Native cuisine. And you can make poetry cards with artist Dralandra. So super excited to be here.
It's fun. The person that owns Trickster's Tacos is a Harding student.
All roads lead back to Harding. Oh my
God. That's hilarious. Kidding. Hey, let me just say this. If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. Big Kini Gigi for Dexter, for Jada Brown and Misko. We're still here. We are the seventh generation, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hoo-wa.
Hoo-wa.
Programming on KFMO. WFAI comes in part from the Dakota, presenting I Am in Love, Jane Monheit sings Cole Porter, Thursday, August 6th. Jazz vocalist Jane Monheit brings new arrangements, a backing ensemble, and her passion for the Great American Songbook to the Dakota stage for this very special tribute. Jane Monheit brings new life to Cole Porter classics such as Easy to Love, From This Moment On, and Night and Day, reimagining golden era standards with passion, charm, and modern sophistication. More information about I Am in Love, Jane Monheit sings Cole Porter, is available at dakotacooks.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Evan Adams, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Hey, Victor, you better be listening.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our wolf and bear populations throughout Turtle Island. Say no to the hunts.
Oh! 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 Oh.
Hey, welcome back, Native Earth Radio. And we're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News and Sports. And we got more to talk about here. We got a mayor now here in St. Paul that's got sexual misconduct from the police chief. And it's just things go on and on and on here. What else do we got going, Bob? There's so much going on here. Let's talk about what's happening here politically.
You know, yeah. I mean, Chief Axel Henry basically filed a harassment against the Mayor Herr. Mayor Herr beat Melvin Carter. Melvin Carter's dad is a St. Paul cop. Yep. Spent a lot of years working with Chief Henry. It's a brotherhood, man.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if after looking at some of those comments that she made, obviously they might have been not at the right time, but I don't think it's necessarily in the harassment situation here. So let's see how this plays out, Robert. I think she might get a slap on the wrist, but like Mayor Herr, be careful about whatever you send to anybody. There's your advice.
Yeah.
Please don't. You're in the spotlight now. Anything you do and always do will always be held against you. So that's the way of politics, Robert.
So you saw Angie Craig took her name off her website right away without ever, you know, following through on it.
There's another good lesson for you, Mayor Herr. You are only good as long as you are needed. So, you know, and I was disappointed she didn't come out and support Peggy, you know, and but Peggy's real. Peggy's not about what looks best for everybody. Peggy's going to stand with you through thick and thin. And that's the type of person we need in the U.S. Senate, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. My next story, Robert, is Francisca Hong, who is on the verge of making history as the nation's first Democratic socialist governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
We've had her on.
She is super exciting. I really like her. I am a big fan of Governor Hong. I am a big fan of you. I want you to win because I believe you are going to do the right thing. And I believe more and more folks are going to be swinging over to that far left side, to the Democratic Socialist. And why is that? You know what? How about just to the good person side? That's what I want to call it. Right. I don't even want to call it Democratic Socialist. I want to just call it, Robert, good people.
Well, socialists, you know, that's a fire department, police department, libraries. That's socialism. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I like my police officers. My brother was a police officer.
Yep.
I grew up around the fire department people. Like, I like fire people. I like teachers, Robert. I like educators. I'm sorry. I think I like stoplights. I mean, seriously, I like the street cleaners. Trust me, Robert. I think we need these people. And great people like Francisco Hong are now running for office because even they're tired of this corporate, you know, secret handshake between the Democrats and the Republicans. And just so you Democrats and Republicans know out there, we the people are on to you. Like, we can't continue to, like, pay and flip the bill for everybody and not have the ultra rich not pay their fair share, not have the corporations do it. And you know what, Robert? You know what this goes back to? Citizens United. This is what this goes back to. Once again, Citizens United. We need to get rid of Citizens United. And I think we can get rid of it with Uncle Bernie up there. I think we get rid of it with AOC. I think we can get rid of it with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. And I definitely think we can get rid of it with Governor Francisco Hong over there in Wisconsin. Right. This leads me into the next story real quick, Robert. And there is an article that just came out, and James Carville, you remember James Carville, the Raging Cajun?
Oh, yeah. He said it's the economy, stupid, to Clinton.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. And he was right. And he is now saying that he believes that David Hogg, remember David Hogg was one of the Parkland kids, one of the Parkland. Oh, he was in. Okay. Yeah. So he took a career in politics because he wanted to, you know, basically deal with gun control, right? Because he was traumatized by seeing all his friends shot, right? Like, and totally understand this guy's situation. But he became so powerful in his voice because everybody knew that it was coming from a place, you know, of hurt and pain and just strength. And so he got involved with the DNC. And basically what they're saying now is he should take over for Ken Martin. Now, remember, Ken Martin led the DFL here in the state of Minnesota, Robert. Oh. And so now he's leading the DNC, but they're just saying that he's not the guy for it. And they believe David Hogg is. And that's what James Carville is saying. And I got to be honest with you, Robert. I agree with James Carville. I think the DNC needs a reboot. I think they need some young, fresh blood in there. And I think they need somebody who is really going to come straight from the heart. And he's got a story, Robert. I think that's going to resonate with the voters.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I do remember him going around the country, especially after that shooting. Just insane. Yeah. What else we got, Bob? We got a few more minutes here. And I just want to cut in too. Philip talked about the salt battery, and I know you've talked about it too. That's going to replace lithium, and we're really excited, you were talking about all these changes. You know, we joked about the calculator when we first came out when we were kids, where it's $90, $100, and now, you know, they're on the tip of your pen. So it's just the way technology goes.
Philip Riley, you're absolutely correct. Salt and air are the way to go. That's what's going to be happening with the batteries. I really don't know if we need to do mining up at the Boundary Waters, Robert. I'm just saying, if this is going to be the new technology, I don't think we have to go and ruin the Boundary Waters now. So I would caution against the Boundary Waters mining situation. Anyways, I digressed. My last story here, Robert, is Trump confirms he's hoarding billions of dollars from Venezuelan oil. Robert, he confirmed this, Robert. He told the press, yes, I got the money from Venezuela. Okay, in what world? Now, I'm just saying, if that was President Obama, if that was President Biden, there would be pitchforks in the streets, Robert.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And this guy goes and says it. And it's just like another news day, another news cycle.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, I don't know what to say, Robert. How he gets away with all this stuff. Why is America allowing him to get away with all this stuff is beyond me. But can I just say, too, the Epstein files continues to get buried and buried and buried.
We like to call them the Trump Epstein files here on Native Roots Radio. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming on the Solar Bear with the Solar News and Sports. And it's always a breath of fresh air to have you on and talk over these things.
Miigwech Robert. That's the Solar Bear with the solar news and sports.
Right on. There you have it. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. And if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on. It's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and also go solar and go solar bear. Thanks, Bob. Hey, want to give a quick shout out to Misko. Thanks for
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonics.